In August, officials from the University of Dubuque in Iowa plan to visit the campus of the former Sheldon Jackson College. Peter Smith, vice president for university relations, says the president of the college will lead a group of people to Sitka to consider the possibilities.
I don't believe anybody has anything, quote, in mind, but the group would come up and be open to hearing what people have to share with the study group and to then think through what that might mean or whether it means anything at all for future relationship.
Smith couldn't elaborate on what that relationship might be, but in a recent public meeting, Sheldon Jackson trustee Gary Paxton says this may be the last chance for the former college.
When Dubuque University comes here, and after that visit, if we don't get closure from Dubuque University, we're either going to know that Dubuque, and if Dubuque does not come to the table, my personal view is we are on short final before we have to go into Chapter 7.
In anticipation of the visit, the Sitka City Assembly voted to extend a $5,000 line of credit to City Administrator Jim Dinley for a community reception, dinner, or presentation. Dinley had originally asked for $25,000, but half of the Assembly argued that was an expensive dinner, so the total amount was reduced. At the meeting, Mayor Scott McAdams supported the motion, arguing it was communities with college campuses that remain the richest in America.
This is an investment in this community, and I think that the target here is not so much the former Sheldon Jackson College. This is hedging a bet or looking into a possibility of the future with University of Dubuque. The university or a college is not only an economic engine in a community, it's a social engine, it's a cultural engine. When you look at the strongest economies in this nation and in this country, oftentimes the innovation, the creativity, the imagination, that innovation happens in America's college campuses.
Mayor McAdams served as the student body president at Sheldon Jackson. He graduated from the college in 2000. He was present during the Board of Trustees meeting where he called for a unified vision for the future of the campus. The outlook seemed grim at the trustees' meeting after attorney Cabot Christensen said there was really only one solution to the former college's problems.
All the college's problems, I think, can be solved by a very large check.
Christensen said the college is unofficially about $12 to $13 million in debt. Following an explanation of what could happen should the college file for bankruptcy and a trustee be appointed to sell off the property, Karen Martinson, director of the Sitka Education Consortium, became somewhat emotional.
If our city has not done everything we can possibly do, if it gets sold to Walmart or High Rise Hotel, I will be upset, and someone other than that task force is going to be accountable. So our city does own part of this problem if we want to be part of the solution. And if we have specific choices or preferences about this land use as an economic driver, then we would have to speak up now, not when it hits the hotel chain market. So that will be too late.
Peter Smith says any future projects undertaken by the University of Dubuque on the SJ campus will require a lot from the institution, one not immune to its own complicated history.
When you comment on it that, you know, $12 million in debt and continuing maintenance to be done, that's a tall order. We usually move very deliberately, carefully, thoughtfully, prayerfully as we consider things.
The University of Dubuque has suffered its own financial problems in the past. The school nearly closed a decade ago following what Smith characterized as a 20-year drift away from the university's core values as an unapologetically Christian institution.
It's really, in lots of ways, for those of us who've spent our lives in higher education, when you see a school go down, it's also an affair of the heart. And you're sort of drawn to thinking about, you know, is there any way, you know, how might we be able to take a very hard situation? And believe me, when you talk about the what a hole in the Sitka community having Sheldon Jackson close is, understand that. The transformation that we went through in 1998-99, that first year, was terrible.
Dubuque has other things in common with Sheldon Jackson as well, from an affiliation with the Presbyterian Church and the education of Native American ministers and certified lay pastors, to a focus on environmental science education. Among other ideas floated at the trustees' meeting, there was some discussion about whether or not Governor Palin or Senator Begich might be able to help, but there has been no word from either office. As a final thought, Keith Cox, former Sheldon Jackson College science chair, said maybe the internet is the answer.
Well, what is if you just did something simple like put the college on eBay and put a high bid for $25 million on it? You know, and what it's going to do is, the economy's so bad, this college is for sale on eBay. And, you know, CNN's going to have it on the front page of their news. And then everybody in the country is going to get free advertising about a college that's for sale. And there's the small chance that someone could get the high bid of $25 or $40 million.
There is currently no eBay listing for Sheldon Jackson College. The Board of Trustees wrapped up their meeting by thanking the community and informally appointing two new trustees to vacant seats. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.